The future of board games.
The best games are yet to be made, in part because we have new ways of using this kind of technology in ways that we just can't even think of yet.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Molly Wood. Thanksgiving is upon us, which means, for a lot of folks, family time and board games. From the classics like Scrabble to newer games like Pandemic, Adweek reports sales of board games are up 28% in the last year. We wanted a glimpse into the future of those games, how tech could remake the board game as we know it. So we got in touch with Mike Sellers. He's a professor at Indiana University in Bloomington. He directs the game design program there. And I asked him how much overlap there is between board game design and video game design.
There's this quote by Terrence Mann that I dug up for a book I was working on. He said, movies will make you famous, TV will make you rich, theater will make you good. And I say this to my students referring to board games, because board games are for game designers like theater is for actors. You can't really hide anything in a board game design. So there's a lot that you have to really optimize well and be very creatively sharp to get it right in a board game. Because in a video game, you can hide things behind the computer, within the computer. But with a tabletop game, all you have is the players and what's on the tabletop.
Are there other ways that video games and just our screen fixation is changing the type of board games that get created?
Yes, I think definitely. There's a couple of them. One is, as I mentioned, the crossover where board games are going back to the screen, back to the tablet. The next thing, I think, which is sort of the next wave coming, is the convergence between tabletop games and augmented reality. Augmented reality is really in its infancy. You know, we all saw Pokemon Go last summer before.
And still today.
And still today, exactly. And I think that was a lot of people's real introduction to augmented reality. It makes it possible to create a tabletop game experience with pieces or cards or things like that on the tabletop that you then view either in part or in whole through your tablet, and you see a completely different experience. The example that everyone always reaches for is the 3D holo chess in Star Wars. They're playing on the Millennium Falcon.
Now be careful, R2.
Do you think that's what board game players want? Do they want that type of experience, or do they want some sort of more social, less technological experience?
I think there's both. The main thing that the board game players want is the social experience. And that comes in, you know, 1,000 different flavors. You know, games where we're all at the table together, but I'm mainly playing my game and you're playing your game. Mm-hmm. And then there's other games that are more interactive between the players. And some people like more of one or more of one of the, or the other. There's a saying that the best games are yet to be made. I think that that's really true. It continues to be true, in part because we have new ways of using this kind of technology in ways that we just can't even think of yet.
I have a question about that idea that the best games are yet to be made. If that's true, why is Target filled with the games I was playing since I was 5 years old? Why is it still, you know what I mean? Like, when I look at the board game section at Target, it's not moving anywhere. where are the new clues of the world?
They're coming out. There are some new ones. Set has been around for a number of years, but it wasn't around when I was a kid, and yet we raised our kids on it. It's a game that doesn't require any reading. And in fact, we've had our kids be very quiet and wonderful in an airport lounge, sitting playing Set on the ground with a bunch of cards. So, there are new games that are coming out. Some of the old standards that we all grew up with, Candyland is still out there. And from a game design point of view, Candyland is actually not a very good game. A lot of the really old standbys we have are not very good games.
Yeah, having played them recently, takes time. They're really not good games.
Yeah. Monopoly is probably the most hated game by game designers for a whole bunch of reasons. But there are things I think that will slowly begin to replace those, just as Candyland, Monopoly, and Risk replaced the generation before them. You know, if you go back to late 1800s or even further back, there are some very interesting, very odd board games that were very popular and that you never hear of again. Games of colonialism and things like that. Just as culture changes and as tastes change. The other thing that's happening there, though, along those same lines, is that we as game designers are getting better about making really fun experiences for different groups of people. So you want to have a game that you can play with a son or daughter or niece or nephew who maybe doesn't read yet. That's mm-hmm. a really hard thing to do well. And we know enough about game design now that no one wants to do it badly. We all want to do it well. But I think that'll happen.
Mike Sellers directs the game design program at Indiana University Bloomington. He'll be playing a game called Burgle Brothers with his family this week, and Twilight Struggle, and I'll likely pull out Rummy Cube, Forbidden Island, and Uno, because Uno's always fun. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.